Hi, Yona. I'm talking to Josh. He says hi.
Hi, Josh. Hi.
Hi, Josh.
What? Yeah, I missed your call. Sorry.
It's okay, apparently, because I don't even... Oh, it was the email I sent after. Let's see what I sent you. Did I not send you an email after? I did not. It's in...
You're talking about McLean. It's only smart sheets. I don't have any email.
What the heck?
You just sent it. Yiddy forwards me every single email from info, regardless of what it is. It's like
here, Elizabeth.
Okay, Denise Gorsiglia. I know this face. I'm. She's slightly smarter than your average dog. I'm not trying to be mean. It's factual.
No, I know. I mean, I just.
It's factual.
The problem is
that she is brain dead, and for her to clock in and out properly is just, like, too complicated. Even though the clients are together and it's in her house, it's still too complicated. I have probably fixed her payroll.
Okay.
I want to say 200 to 300 times.
Okay, so it's not an Alberto issue.
No, it's
okay.
A nice issue from clocking.
Okay.
I'm going to look right now.
Only because there's one shift where it's in for a half an hour. I said maybe you clocked in at for the wrong patient and then clocked out right away, you know. And then
probably still clocking on.
And then there was time sheets in there, so I don't know.
Unless she likes changing her hours and without telling us
anything about it.
She's not like it's a good two cases.
Yeah.
But it's a little ridiculous. I don't see any issue though on her payroll.
And Alberto said that she's gonna get in he's gonna get in contact with her anyway.
Yeah,
he replied.
Let me just quickly because she will call back. Oh, one other thing while I have you on the phone. Payroll issues should go pretty much exclusively to their coordinators, and they should come to me for anything after that. Arlita and Tamidi are not payroll. Okay.
Okay.
Just making sure that it's clear because they just
the reason I send it to Arlita or Tamidi is if I don't get a response from the coordinators because I'm hearing it on my end too, like to push these calls off because they don't want me spending that much time with obviously you know so
okay.
I'm just really trying to get it to somebody at that point when
I
send it to them.
Totally understood, but you should email me or call me.
Okay.
If there's a payroll issue that, just always tag a Rangel on any Smartsheets note also because he'll typically follow up on it.
All right.
74. I mean, she's not, like, short. I'm looking at her pay stub now. She's 74 and a half hours. She gets up to 80. She's probably missing a shift somewhere. 2 to 10. Yeah, she changed her hours around also.
All right. Well,
impossible. She's missing a few hours.
Yeah. And I know that there's time sheets in there. So, and I did see that, like, the one shift that she had from 2 to 10, I think it was, is in there for 30 minutes on one day. So,
another issue she has is her weekend shift goes overnight. So, her Sunday night shift goes overnight. So, there's occasion that she doesn't clock out. And if you put in a timesheet verification for an overnight, it puts all the hours on the day of the shift. It doesn't split them. So if you do that 1 week, if you clock in 1 week and it splits the hours and pushes half the shift to Sunday, and then the next week you don't, there'll be a week where one check
you'll
is much bigger than the other. Do you understand?
So
she's done that also, and you could see I see it actually.
Is there a way for them to just do it, like do the 8 to midnight and then midnight to thing as two separate?
Yes, but then you have to like manually link them. I had it set up like that. It looks like someone changed it. That's what happened here.
Okay.
Because I see it clearly. And, you know, she'll never complain when there's too much money, only too little money.
Exactly.
If you look at the first, she has 5 hours from the second on the first shift. And on the, if you look at the, and if you look at the, so that last week's paycheck was short 5 hours because she had it already from the week before. She got it already from the week before. That's the problem.
Okay.
So she's not missing
anything. All right, so maybe Alberto is just not explaining it well to her.
No. She's literally dumb as a doornail. I also don't think Alberto knows that either, but I'll address it. I'm not going to address it today. I'll address it later, first thing next week.
All righty.
When they started doing the overnight splits, it became very complicated with these type of cases because it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I hear you.
Every single one you have to like tweak in its own way. Whatever. Have a wonderful weekend, Sarah.
You too. Oh, question about weekends.
Yeah, talk to me.
When there's staffing issues on the weekends, who's supposed to call?
On-call always forwards calls to Robin. Robin is supposed to get in touch with them and see what the story is. We don't have backup caregivers, so it was never set up. We should, but I need somebody to be able to do that. How am I supposed to do that? It's like a whole other job. So Avi always said, yeah, don't worry about it. Just like let them talk to them and figure something out. That's Avi, you know, because that's how operations work in
but
our
nobody's,
company.
But nobody's even talking to them.
The calls, something's wrong with on-calls, they forward. They're supposed to be calling for anything service-related is immediately call the person on call.
Okay.
Now, what I want to know is what does Committed do? Or what did Committed do or what does other agencies do? Because you need to staff someone on the spot, and, like, who are you going to do?
Yeah, let me talk to Melissa and see what they
do. Find out what other people are doing,
okay.
And maybe we can reverse engineer it. Otherwise, I'll have to push for something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it's another job.
Well, I mean, we could always, because I have, like, roster-building caregivers that are compliant that I have a list of, so I can always send you, like, lists of people that we have that are compliant but have never been staffed on a case. But, I don't know.
You have it in a, you know what, let's talk on Monday, and I want to see your list. Maybe I could have, like, a roster side list, and we could, you know, call a few people. Because on-the-spot staffing on a weekend is extremely difficult.
I know.
It's extremely difficult.
I think the biggest issue they have is that they feel like they're not being heard.
Yeah,
and,
definitely possible.
You know,
so
I think that's really what
that.
It's about.
Let me
All
track
right.
The, I'll track a few of these calls. Are you talking specifically about McLean, though?
No, that was this week, but a couple of times, like, I've had people say, I don't understand what's
Let
up with
me,
the communication. Like,
I
left
you
a message.
If you have any other examples, I want to give specific examples
All
for
right.
the on-call, because I can trace the call, see what
okay.
they did, you know what I mean? So
All right.
if any other examples pop up in your mind, or if you think of any, or if any come up, please tell me immediately so I can have a living, an actual example in front of me when I call the on-call, okay?
All right, understood, yep. All right, have a good weekend.
Thank you, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye.